With less than a month to go until the primary in a race that polls indicate few voters are paying much attention to, State Representative Daniel Winslow took an aggressive posture and clashed several times with frontrunner Michael Sullivan, the former U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. Winslow also confronted Gabriel Gomez over the letter the businessman wrote to Governor Deval Patrick asking for the interim appointment to the vacant Senate seat. Winslow, who is pro-choice, warned that a Sullivan victory in the Republican primary would assure a Democratic win in the special election because of Sullivan's strict anti-abortion stand.
It's a losing proposition for us in Massachusetts. We have to have
time,
that on
sir,
the table.
Please.
While affirming his pro-life principles, Sullivan denied Winslow's assertion that Sullivan had endorsed the National Republican Party platform that called for a ban on abortion with no exceptions.
I've never made either of those statements that you've claimed that I've made. I think we should be looking for opportunities, both as a party and as a Commonwealth, to find as much common ground as we possibly can.
Gomez said as a Catholic, he does not believe in abortion, but insisted he would not, as a senator, impose his personal beliefs on others.
I think we need to be talking about how we get the party to be more inclusive as opposed to exclusive. I think we need to be talking about what we support as opposed to what we're against. And I think we need to be talking about the core Republican principles, which are more personal responsibility, more personal freedom, and smaller, more effective government.
All three candidates said they would vote to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, but for different reasons. Sullivan said it's an issue of states' rights.
I'm a traditionalist. I've always believed that marriage is between one man and one woman, but you know, certainly Massachusetts has decided differently.
Gomez said one of his best friends at the U.S. Naval Academy was expelled because of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays.
I oppose any kind of discrimination, and I would vote to repeal DOMA.
Winslow said he believes same-sex couples have a right to marry.
I believe strongly in marriage equality for all Americans, and if I were elected to the U.S. Senate, I would work for marriage equality. And that's a contrast, I know, to Mr. Sullivan, at least, on this stage.
Each of the three candidates described themselves as fiscal conservatives, but again, Winslow and Sullivan clashed. Winslow accused Sullivan of supporting costly tax loopholes for special interests.
My source for that information was Mike Sullivan in the first debate when he said he would oppose closing any loopholes except in the time of war. That was my source.
That's not what I said.
Respond. Go ahead, briefly.
I said I would oppose any tax increases unless and until in a time of war.
Yeah, and Mike, isn't it so that you count closing loopholes as a tax increase?
No, not necessarily, as long as it's revenue neutral.
So would you commit to closing these loopholes?
Well, I'm not going to commit anything to you except that.
Let's move on, but to be fair, I'm going to allow Mr. Gomez, if he wants another 30 seconds, to say something about what we've just heard or sum up here.
I'll let these two gentlemen discuss their own views. I think I was pretty clear on where I stand, so I'm not here to the Republican Party.
Winslow put Gomez on the defensive when he brought up the letter Gomez wrote to Governor Deval Patrick asking to be appointed to fill the vacant Senate seat. In the letter, Gomez said he supported President Obama's position on immigration reform.
I'm not a career politician. I'm not a lawyer. You know, maybe a lawyer or a slick lawyer might have written that a little bit differently.
On gun control, each of the candidates said they supported the Second Amendment and opposed more restrictions on firearm ownership. The debate was sponsored by a Western Massachusetts media consortium and held at the City Stage Theater in Springfield. It was moderated by Jim Madigan of PBS affiliate WGBY-TV. About 250 people were in the audience. A debate with the Democratic candidates, Congressman Edward Markey and Congressman Stephen Lynch, is scheduled in Springfield on April 18th. The party primaries are on April 30th, and the special election is June 25th. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Todd Hill, WAMC News.